Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Love Rules. Our message today, lost but not wasted. And our text is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 34th through the 39th verses. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. You know, I've been, for the past several months, coming to grips with the death of one of my dearest childhood friends. I can't remember a time I didn't know Debbie. We grew up in the same neighborhood. We shared childhood secrets. We used to sneak beers out of her mother's refrigerator as teenagers. At least I did. As we grew up, we drifted apart. And in recent years, we were in the process of catching up, and we had made this plan to get together. But she died suddenly. Death always rivets our attention on what's important. We look back on our lives and think about all the choices we made. I found out at the funeral that Debbie had made some good choices in her later years. She had gotten out of a poisonous relationship. She had found a wonderful career. And this is the part that makes me smile. She was saved. She had given her life to Christ. And in the end, when she was lying unconscious in the hospital, that became the most important choice she'd made. You really need to understand about the choices that we make. Maybe we need to think about life's choices before we reach our deathbed. Maybe we need to take our decisions seriously while we are very much alive. That is what this text reminds us. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. This text from Jesus is about making decisions. Now, it confuses people. Is this about war and conflict? Why is Jesus talking about war? Isn't Jesus the one the prophet Isaiah called the Prince of Peace? Indeed, he is. But this is not about a state of physical security or harmony. Jesus is Prince of a more foundational peace, the only peace that really matters. The peace that comes through a restored relationship with God. Jesus went to the cross to give us this peace. He died so that we could have this peace. You know, in our sinful states, we were enemies with God. But God demonstrates his own love for us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And because of that, we are restored to a relationship of peace with God. That means we have confidence in an unchanging God. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a connection with the Holy Spirit. This is the peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. But when you have this peace with God, you are inevitably going to have conflict with the world. And that conflict arises from the decisions you make as a Christian. Christ demands that we make these decisions over and over and over again. And 10 times out of 10, these decisions will run counter to the world. The world says death is the end, but Jesus says you can have life after death. The world says winners take everything, but Jesus says the last will be first. The world says save your life, but Jesus says lose it for my sake. Some folks mistakenly assume the Christian life to be some calm, idyllic, peaceful existence. But nothing could be further from the truth. And that is what Jesus is telling you, I believe, in this text. He's saying, I didn't come to bring you that kind of peace. This is going to be a battle. I'm bringing a sword. Christ demands that we make choices, decisions. That's what this journey is all about. lose your life for my sake. Jesus wants your decisions to result in a lost life, not a wasted one. It's important to understand that the order of decisions begins with God. The initial decision of our faith journey is really God's. You see, Jesus made the first choice to love and to die for us, to invite us to live with him forever. That's what happened on the cross. John 15:16, Jesus said, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." Now, it's important to understand the order of decisions, not because we want to get caught up in predestination. This is not about who's in or who's out. I personally believe that Jesus went to the cross for everybody. Our salvation is by the work of God through the Holy Spirit bringing us to faith in Jesus Christ. We can't forget the work of the Holy Spirit. Knowing how you came to faith, how you got where you are, was God's choice. That assures you of the power of the Holy Spirit. I know there is a Holy Spirit because here I stand. We are sinners saved by grace. I just want to explain that in those terms because I think it makes it more personal and it makes it more real. We are here by God's choice, a sovereign God's choice. But every step we make along the way, well, that's our choice. We are free to be obedient to God. We are free to do what we want. This journey is a journey of choices, 24/7. And sometimes that may put us in conflict with the world, even those closest to us. I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother. Love of family is clearly the love of God, and it's a law of God. But even this love can sometimes work against God when it's self-serving or used as an excuse not to do God's work. You see, your commitment to God has to be the most important commitment you make, and it will affect your commitment to your loved ones. It'll enhance and make them even better. How do we make these decisions? Well, a decision is a process of forming an opinion or evaluation based on judgment, based on discernment. Now, you make thousands of conscious and unconscious choices every day, whether to hit that snooze button on the alarm, what to eat, what clothes to wear. Many of us make decisions without thinking at all. Prisons are full of people who make impulsive choices. They're not decisions at all. They just move and do. No thought went into it. Discernment, the ability to judge well based on spiritual direction and understanding, is what we want. Discernment, that's letting Christ make your decisions for you. Paul said, "See that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." You really want to make decisions based not on the world, but based on Jesus. So here are some answers that you can have through the Bible for every choice that arises. When you're afraid, Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" When you're depressed, Psalm 34, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips." When you feel guilty, Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." "Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake," says Jesus, "will find it." What a powerful declaration. Losing your life for God is letting God be God, giving up the controls of your life to God. The most obvious life to which Jesus refers is our temporal life. We are to treasure Jesus above life itself. But that's just the beginning. What Jesus is saying here is we should not try to save any of our life. We must unconditionally and fully surrender ourselves to God, all of ourselves. Now, that's where it gets a little hard, because we can say that, but do we really do that? Can we surrender our sense of security, our sense of comfort, our reputation, our health, wealth, everything? Is that possible? You know, I was a television news reporter for many, many years, and surrendering that to God was very scary for me, because I thought I was losing something. And it took me a long time to realize I was gaining far more than what I gave up. Total abandonment to God is becoming lost in Christ. Paul was the best example of this. Philippians 3:8, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. Can you imagine? I consider everything garbage that I may gain Christ. Nothing is as important to me as my relationship with Jesus. That is what it means to have a life lost for Jesus. Any decisions that you make will be made with that as your foundation. That's what Paul is talking about. Now, Paul was a very unusual person, but we are called to be unusual too. Because, you know, when you think about it, we are not like everybody else. And we begin to believe this and claim this. And as we do that, that's when we become lost to Christ. You cherish and value Jesus so much that all you want to do is live a life reflecting that value. That is what we mean when we say magnifying and glorifying God. That is a life of eternal significance, and it's something you can do right now. The lost life is a significant life. Everybody wants significance. If you ask people right now, what's the most important thing in life? They usually say, I want my life to count. Well, this is how you make it count. Losing it to Christ. And remember, when Christ is your focus, lost is never wasted. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will rain if you love.